Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Dan, thanks very much. Indeed, joined by the quarterback, Zach Wilson. And Zach, look, I know there aren't moral victories in this league. Having said that, though, maybe wide-angle lens, not just today, but the last month or so since you've come back from injury. I would have to think you feel like you've taken a step forward and the guys around you have taken a step forward with you. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and that's the goal. I mean, that's the mindset every single week is, you know, we're working for something more than just this game this year. You know, we're working for the future. So, you know, we can't hang our heads low from this. I mean, you know, it does suck. It hurts, you know, especially because we had it, you know, right there. But, you know, the guys got to keep their chin up and understand we're getting better. We're on the right path, and we just got to keep working, keep doing our thing, you know, and things will take care of themselves.
How hard is that to do, though, when you lose a game like that?
It's tough, man. It's really tough. But I promise you, like, you know, being in that situation, how many learning experience there was, you know, for me, having to manage the clock, the situation, you know, the field position, all the different things. And then also our defense on that last drive, you know, how they can be better and improve right there as well. You know, a lot of good learning that's just going to make us better in the long run.
I know the fans will want to hear your take on going forward on fourth and yard and a half or so and the decision to quarterback sneak. Was that your call? Is that a call with the coaches as well? And thinking about the decision to make that play call in that spot.
Yeah, we had pretty much two different plays in one. And, you know, I thought that's what the defense was giving me at the time based on my parameters. And so we gave it a go. And unfortunately, we came up short. You know, it's always easy in hindsight and after the fact to say, oh, you know what? You guys didn't get it. Why didn't you kick it? Why didn't you, you know, call something else? Why didn't you hand it there? You know, whatever it is, you know, we pick up 2 yards and everyone's talking about how great of a call it was. You know, I love the aggressiveness of our coaches to go for it there and put that game away. And unfortunately, we came up short, but we're going to learn from that.
You know, and one final question, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about Braxton Berrios and your chemistry with him. I mean, you don't have Corey Davis. You don't have Elijah Moore. You lose Michael Carter during the game. You're without basically your entire tight end room, and yet he just keeps on making play after play for you.
Yeah, he's just an absolute baller. I just got all the trust and faith in him, and he's just going to come every single day and do his job. And you know, I just have a lot of trust that he's gonna get open, and he's just a baller. You got to get ballers. You got to get him the ball in those situations.
Zach, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. Tremendous effort. I know you came up short, but you guys should be proud with how you played. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that is Zach Wilson. Dan, back to you.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Can you just take us through that fourth and two call? I know Robert said it was kind of like a quarterback option where, and just kind of how the communication was into your helmet and just through that play.
Yeah, we got the play call and I liked it, you know, just because it has, you know, two different options, like you just said. And right there, I was just thinking to do my job. And, you know, we had an open A gap there and unfortunately came short.
So just to be clear, Zach, when you got to the line of scrimmage, you had the option there of handing it to Braxton or sneaking?
Yeah, that's what the play was. The play was to you know, go through my parameters of what I was given up front and if it was there to keep it and if it wasn't to hand it.
What's the feeling right now in the locker room? Obviously, you guys played a really good game against the defending Super Bowl champions and we're in it till the end, but coming up short, what's the emotions right now?
Yeah, it was unfortunate, you know, it really was, but I thought so many great learning experiences. You know,
right now as a team, all we got to understand is, you know, that this game today wasn't, you know, what we're really working for in the future. You know, yeah, it sucks. And we were right there. And there's, you know, there's one play all the way around, 1 yard all the way around that, you know, goes in our favor and that game's over. But, you know, we took a step in the right direction. And I think guys got to understand that, you know, you can't get too down on yourself because, you know, it's exactly what we needed. We needed to give those guys a game and we came in ready to play and guys, you know, worked their butts off and you know, we left it all out there. And I think that's all you can kind of ask for right there is the guys gave it their all.
Zach, this was probably one of the better games we've seen you play from start to finish first quarter of the last. Can you just talk a little bit about how comfortable you were out there? And it seemed like you were kind of in control throughout. It's just how this game was different than some of the others you've played.
Yeah, I think I'm just starting to get a better grasp for the offense. And, you know, I thought Mike's done an amazing job, LaFleur, of just putting me in a good position to just feel comfortable with what's going on. I thought he called a great game as far as just, you know, scheming guys open and a lot of really good plays, you know, the whole game. And we got things rolling on offense and got into a rhythm, and I just felt comfortable with what was going on. And, you know, I think that just is what happens when you just start to play more and get more reps. You just feel more comfortable. Just another game in the offense.
Zach, was Brady gracious there at the end when the two of you met at midfield at the end of the game?
Yeah, always. He's a great guy. You know, just told him good job, you know, whatever. Hopefully they do well going on from here and all that. You know, but he's a good dude.
Did he say anything to you specifically?
Yeah, I mean, he said good game and, you know, head up and just keep working, you know, all those kind of things.
Zach, just to be clear on the fourth down, do you feel like you executed the play as it was called? You did the right thing, or do you think you made a mistake and you should have handed the ball to Braxton?
No, I mean, I did what I thought, you know, was necessarily to do right there. You know, that was in my parameters, and, you know, Coach LaFleur understands that. You know, the hard thing right here, right, is it's easy to say, you know, hey, I hand that off and we get the first down. Okay, well, you know, say it's reverse. Say I handed that off and we get stuffed. Now everyone's saying, hey, well, you know, why didn't you take the open A gap? You know, it goes both ways. You know, unfortunately, this is a really good defense we're playing against, and those guys do a great job up front, and we just didn't execute right there. You know, it's part of the game. That's why situations like fourth and two are so hard. You know, it really is so hard to just get a yard in this game, and we're all going to learn from that, and it's part of it. But I thought LaFleur did an amazing job today of just putting us in good situations. You know, we get that, and no one says anything.
Zach, it seemed like, you know, whether it's a quick game or sometimes you have to extend a little bit, but it just seemed like pre-snap, you're being extremely decisive, which is why you were able to stay in wolfing rhythm. What were you seeing out there that allowed you to be so decisive today?
Yeah, the main goal of today was just feeling space. You know, these guys do a really good job of, you know, giving you a one high shell and then all of a sudden turning into a two look and, you know, rolling, bringing the corner down. They obviously bring a lot of pressure. Different things like that. So for me, it was just, you know, where can I fill space and then just go through my reads and progressions and just get our playmakers the ball. How efficiently can I be, you know, going through the reads?
We'll take a few more for Zach. A few more.
Zach, Robert said after the game that he really put this on the coaches and that fourth down in particular. And he basically told us that he should have made it very, very clear that you just were going to hand the ball off to Braxton. Did he kind of talk to you about that? Did he acknowledge that, you know, he kind of put it on the coaching staff?
Yeah, I mean, he did, but you know, I think everyone's just being a little hard on themselves, obviously, because of what happened. You know, I think just from an offensive perspective, we just got to execute the play that we had called, and you know, they're learning for next time. You know, if next time they really do want that handed off, then we'll communicate that. But I just think when something doesn't work out, it's easy to say after the fact.
Zach, you said you took a step in the right direction. Where is that direction? Is it just becoming a better football team? Is it becoming a playoff team? Is it learning how to win?
Yeah, it's just taking one step at a time to become better. And I think it's grading yourself, you know, based on, I guess, every single play, just the way that you execute and the way that you just do your job. If every single person on each side of the ball just does their job, you know, we're going to make plays out of it. And I think we had that a lot today. And I think that was why things were going well. You know, I think eventually the score is going to take care of itself. I don't think we have to worry about the score. You know, all of today, I didn't worry about the score at all. you know, even coming down to crunch time, you know, you just got to play ball, and the wins will take care of themselves if we just keep doing our job, and eventually it'll happen for us as we just keep getting better with time.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.